Blog Talk Radio.
For that, welcome to rehab, everyone. As you know, or as you may not know, we have rules to rehab. The very simple rules, the very positive rules. The rules are no negativity, no biases, no judgments, no hatred. None of that stuff comes to the door of rehab. If you want to be in part of rehab, you must leave all that at the door. And then you're able to come in. And once you come in, as I've been saying, as I always will say, take your shoes off, take your socks off, lay back, get comfortable. I want you to be at peace, be at rest, because this is what rehab is. So, you know, you leave all the bad stuff out the door, leave all the negative energy out the door. You come in with the positive energy. So you breathe in and breathe out. And welcome to rehab. How was your week? Oh, I hope your weekend was good. You know, we just had a Labor Day weekend. Had a Monday off. It was pretty nice to have a Monday off. Been a while. You know, I enjoyed. I had family, friends. So, oh, wait, no, I'm asking you about your week. I'll get to my week soon enough. Okay, so, okay. Okay, good. You had a good week. A good week, a good weekend. All right. Oh, me? Okay, okay. I'll get to me now. So, yeah, I was, like I said, I was with family and friends. It was cool. It was always nice to hang with family. I'm a family first person, and it's always really nice to just spend time with my family and hang out and go out to eat and go out and party a little bit. And it was a really good weekend. You know, like I said, I spent time with my cousins, and one of my cousins that you know, we were heading to. I was with my mother's side of the family, and we were heading to one of my father's side of the family events. And when we're all getting out the car, there's maybe 10 of us. So there's about two or three cars. Who knows, about three or four cars. And there's about 10 of us. And we're getting out the car, one of my cousins starts yelling at his younger brother. Excuse me, we really don't know why he's yelling, but he's yelling. And he's yelling at him, and, you know, older brother versus younger brother. And my cousin is yelling, he's 6'2". 260 easy. He's a big boy and he's very strong. So when he starts to get all riled up, everyone starts to wonder why, because he's a very calm and quiet and really nice guy. He's a gentle giant, as they say. And he starts to yell at his younger brother. And when you look at people and you see them so angry, you ask why. Why are you so angry? What, especially somebody who's such a gentle and such a nice person like you. Why are you so angry? What's going on? And that's when we think about anger and why people get angry. And so sometimes, like what he did, because it was out of nowhere. We were having a good time. We were on our way somewhere. We all get out the car, and he just burst into anger. He just snapped into anger. Like, why is that? Why does these things happen? Could you say it was something he already had built up? Was he so angry about something else and he took it out on his younger brother? It could have been a lot of things. And so that anger is something that could come out of nowhere, something that could be built up, but something we all deal with. And so, I like to ask a question around this time. And the question is, why are you so angry? And you can't tell me that you're never angry. Let me rephrase that question, because like I said, this is your show, and if this is the first time you listen to Rehab, this is your show about being having peace for 15 minutes. There's so many other things to worry about in the world, so many problems and bills and issues and life problems that I just want to be able to give peace to people just for 15 minutes. And so think of me as your third wheel to peace. You know, you go out with peace, you and peace are having a date. You need me around for peace so I can make sure the date goes well. I'm co-signing for both of y'all because then both of y'all can have a good time. You know, I don't mind being the third wheel to peace. Just think of me that way. So back to the point. Why do people get angry? I don't want to say why we get so angry, because everyone has anger. Everyone deals with anger. So why do we get angry? Me personally, I know I have a short temper. I admit to having a short temper. I feel like I've been working on that for a while, and I'm getting better with my short temper. And like I said before, I don't ask these questions to ask them. I ask them to myself and ask you all in order to help each other work this thing out so we can get closer and closer to peace. And so my short temper comes from being disrespected, or maybe I'm tired and I don't feel like being bothered. I mean, it could be many things, but I don't live in my anger. I get over things very quickly, almost within minutes, because I just realize that it's really not that serious. I'm going to give you some time, because this is your time. This is not about me, to think about what makes you angry. And whatever makes you angry, do you hold on to it? Or do you realize it's not that big of a deal? But I'm going to let you think about that. And then, you know, we can discuss it in a little bit.